And this was something you could grow if mm-hmm. you had to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, took the place of money that we didn't have to have the money to pay for.
I guess people in a farming area probably manage better in depression because they could make some of their own things.
Yes. I think so. I think we got by lots better than the people in the city did.
Well, if they really tried, they could almost raise most of what they eat. Well, they could raise enough that they could get by.
They could survive.
What would you have to buy, basically?
Well, salt, baking powder, and sugar. And coffee. And tea, if we use tea. And I guess that was just about, we could just minute raise everything else. We had our own meat and our own shortening and people, vegetables and potatoes. Of course, potatoes is vegetable, but we had all kinds of fruit on the farm. We canned our own fruit. And we raised our own wheat to make our own flour and corn, made our own cornbread.
How big a farm did you have when you were doing all this?
Well,
or how much was farmed to build one?
My dad had, 300 acres anyway?
Yes.
Or more than that. We had a quite large farm. We always had several head of cattle. We up towards 100, I guess, head of cattle.
Must have kept everybody pretty busy, though.
Well, everybody stayed busy.
Everybody had their jobs.
What were your special jobs when you were growing up? Do you remember any special things that you did?
Well, in the morning, we always milked. My oldest sister would help. She'd fix the breakfast. My dad and mother never got up till the meal was ready to go on the table. And we'd go milk in the morning, the two of us, and my oldest sister'd fix breakfast. We always did this before we'd go to school in the morning. And then we never washed no dishes after breakfast. My mother always done that because we had never did have to walk less than 2 miles to school, did we? And we walked. And we'd have to start pretty early because school took up at 8 and held till 4.
When you were going through school, did you recite your lessons out loud?
Sometimes, mostly. Most of the time did. We had some paperwork, but mostly it was oral work.
Were there names for the kind of school that you recited out loud in? Do you remember any terms for the school? Have you ever heard the term, use the term blab school, which is one I've heard used?
No, I don't think so.
Did you use the blueback spellers? Do you remember?
Yeah, I guess we did. We didn't use the McGuffey speller, though. That was out before we... But I guess we did use a blueback speller.
Did you have spelling bees then?
Oh yes, that was
a big
that was a community affair. Everybody joined in the spelling bees.
Go from school to school. One school would spell another school, or cipher another school. You know,
mm-hmm.
Back then that. In place playing ball against other schools, we ciphered schools.
When would you have the bees?
Usually on Friday afternoons.
And the whole family would come?
Well, not very often, but in our own school now, we'd have them Friday nights, and our parents would always come and join in. But whenever we'd go from school to school, we usually did that on Friday afternoons, and it would just be the school group would go.
People get pretty excited at this.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big thing for us. It's like the ball game now. Mm-hmm. They enjoyed it.
Anybody ever get mad at losing?
I guess they did. I can't remember that much. I don't think we ever had any fights or anything like that, but I'm sure that they'd lose their temper a few times.
Were you all pretty good spellers?